Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, Richies. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to take a quick second and apologize for misgendering Caitlyn Jenner in last week's episode on Thursday. It's really important to us that we have a show that honors everyone's identities. And I sincerely apologize for the instance where I misspoke. That was never my intention. And I'm horrified that I got her gender wrong. We love our Richies so much. We want to do right by you. We love hearing from you. And we hope you'll continue to reach out whenever there are ways that we can do better.
So, Arisha, have you ever broken up a relationship?
Do my own relationships count?
Yes, they do.
Then yes.
But not exactly the same as what I'm talking about. Obviously, when you're blamed for splitting up a couple, it sucks, I assume.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Real Housewives of Atlanta alum NeNe Leakes is going through right now. Her boyfriend's estranged wife is accusing NeNe of ruining her marriage.
And NeNe's actually getting sued over it.
Like, are we all a little sue happy? Like, is that fair to say?
I mean, yes. It's the American way. It's probably in our Pledge of Allegiance at this point.
Yeah, probably. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, June 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I think it's fair to say that pretty much every relationship comes with baggage. There's really no way around it. But sometimes it can really drag you down. And these days, former Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes is definitely feeling the weight of her boyfriend's baggage. I can only imagine it's just as hard as walking up the stairs to our Catalina hotel room.
Oh my God.
Many months
ago. It can't be as hard. That was impossible.
So NeNe's been dating fashion designer Nayana Celisilo since mid-December of last year. And Nayana Sella's estranged wife, Malamine Temesayo, claims that NeNe broke up her marriage. And in her lawsuit, she's saying she wants NeNe to pay up for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, NeNe is best known for her time on the reality show Real Housewives of Atlanta. She starred on the show off and on for 10 seasons between 2008 and 2020. And like we said, she's been linked to her boyfriend, who mostly goes by Yanni, since December. Now, Yanni and his wife separated that same month, but in her lawsuit, she claims Nini was intimate with her husband while they were still together and alleges this affair ultimately broke up their marriage. In the documents, Malamine blames Nini's active social media presence for causing her emotional distress, can relate, and humiliation, and even loss of affection for Yanni. And this is because a bunch of Nini's posts on her social media feature Yanni. And now Malamine is seeking over $100,000 in damages from Nini for the downfall of her marriage.
Well, here's what I'm wondering. Why follow her? Like, why look at her posts?
I'm a big advocate of blocking whatever makes you feel bad. So this isn't going to be helpful. Why look at that stuff?
So much of social media in general makes us all feel bad, let alone like going out of your way to look at things that are going to hurt you. Like, not that's, I know that's may sound like victim blamey, but like you got to block stuff out that doesn't help your mental health.
Literally, like that's exactly what we need to do on social media. And I get the feeling of like, I've got to see what's going on. But it's like, if it's just going to make you feel worse,
I know,
block, like it costs you nothing.
Right. And I will say, although it does sound really wild to sue someone for stealing your husband, it is legal in North Carolina, where Malamine filed her lawsuit. And in her filing, she claims her marriage with Yanni was a genuine, happy marital relationship and says they had an active sexual relationship before Nini came along. Malamine also says in her lawsuit that Yanni and Nini engaged in an ongoing romantic, uninhibited, and adulterous affair without her knowledge or consent, and says Yanni repeatedly lied to her about his whereabouts.
In her lawsuit filing, she lists her date of marital separation as December 17th of last year, but notes how Nini had posted photos of her and Yanni together on December 15th for her birthday celebration. And even before Nini was posting photos of her with Yanni to her social media, she was engaging with him online. An example was 1 month before those birthday pics were shared, Yanni posted a photo of himself to Instagram with the caption, "The moment you think you know something inside out is the moment you stop listening. That's when you go backwards faster than you progressed." And Nini had replied in the comments, "I like all of it." Heart emoji.
And I famously commented, "Huh?"
I know. I was like, this is what we're submitting as evidence? This is like the most innocuous post.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it.
I don't know what he's saying, and I don't know how Nini replying, "I like all of it."
Well, she doesn't know either. She's just like, "I don't know what you're saying, but I like it."
I can't be specific. I'll just say I like it.
Yeah. So Nini's facing legal judgment over her relationship, but this is not the first time she's faced hardship in her love life. Just 3 months before she was linked to Yanni, Nini's husband, Greg Leakes, passed away from stage 3 colon cancer. Like, this was all over the news. I remember hearing about it. Super sad. And Nini and Greg tied the knot back in 1997, and their relationship was really front and center on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, so they called it quits in 2010. And at the time, Greg claimed the reason for their divorce was because the fame got to Nini's head. But not long after the split, they got back together in 2012, even got engaged for a second time in 2013. Mm-hmm. And then in 2018, Greg's health took a turn for the worse. And they both revealed via social media he'd been diagnosed with colon cancer. Things did look okay for a while, but sadly, just last year, a publicist for Nini announced that Greg had passed away on September 1st.
Which is so sad because they like came back together.
I know.
Like, ugh. So obviously that had to have been devastating for Nini.
Yeah.
But it does look like she's been able to bounce back and find love again with Yanni. Mm-hmm. But with all the drama surrounding Malamine's lawsuit, Nini, I feel like in very Nini fashion, took the issue head on, and she spoke to her fans yesterday in an Instagram Live, and she seemed to brush the whole thing off, really.
Yeah, in true Nini form, she seemed to have a real sense of humor about it, which if you can't face crisis with humor, then what's the point?
I mean,
While answering fans' questions, she told everyone to show each other a little more love and said, "I'm already out here a husband stealer, and this is too much. And ain't nobody out here stealing husbands, are they? I would never." Adding, "Nobody wants to steal nobody else's problems, honey." Which,
well,
that's a really good point.
It is a good point, but chances are if you stole that person, those problems probably wouldn't show up until a couple years later, you know, once you're out of that new fun phase. So,
a couple years, that's a long new fun phase.
Is it? I don't know. Every year is fun with me.
In this day and age, it's like the fun phase is like a week.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Because everyone's just lost it at this point.
Yeah. So as if one lawsuit wasn't enough, Nini's legal problems really prove that when it rains, it pours, because now Nini is wrapped up in two legal battles. Back in April, she launched her own lawsuit against the companies behind The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So like NBC Universal, Bravo, Andy Cohen. And in her suit, she claims the higher ups on the show fostered and tolerated a hostile and racist working environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, the lawsuit was filed in a federal court in Atlanta. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. And according to Nini, she complained to executives at Real Housewives of Atlanta about years of racist remarks, specifically from fellow housewife Kim Zolciak Bierman. But in spite of all of her complaints, Nini said that only she suffered consequences, not Kim, which makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
In her lawsuit, there's a list of defendants that have been named, which you mentioned: NBC Universal, Bravo, production companies, True Entertainment, and Truly Original, as well as Andy Cohen, who is the executive producer of the Housewives franchise. Is it fair to say Andy Cohen and Ryan Seacrest are like the same, just on different networks? I feel like Andy Cohen's everywhere.
What network do you think Ryan Seacrest is on? Because I feel like he's on every network. I feel like he...
I just think of E as Ryan Seacrest.
But they are very similar.
Yeah. I get
In terms of like hosting like New Year's Eve and like things
like
that.
Yeah, like they're doing the same kind of thing.
I still give the edge to Ryan Seacrest, I think, though.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Seacrest is just like...
He's everywhere.
He's a conglomerate. It's called Ryan Seacrest's E Network at this point.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, though, about the lawsuit is that Nini did not name Kim as a defendant. Mm. And in her lawsuit, a statement reads, NBC, Bravo, and True foster a corporate and workplace culture in which racially insensitive and inappropriate behavior is tolerated, if not encouraged.
I mean, I don't really find that hard to believe.
No, absolutely not.
I'll be honest.
Especially if you look at the time when this show was on. Like,
yeah.
I mean, fortunately, we're cracking down on this kind of thing, but it's very much prevalent now, and it was very much prevalent back then. So,
oh yeah,
I'm not at all surprised.
No,
unfortunately.
Me either. And like, I gotta say, in terms of the other lawsuit, like, why is this woman not more mad at her husband? Like, why is this always the thing?
Yes, you always go after the quote mistress, who Nini's not a mistress,
right?
But it's like, be mad at the man who promised to be married to you for the rest of your life.
And obviously, it wasn't that happy either.
Yeah.
As evidenced by him. I don't think Nini propped his penis up with a popsicle stick. You know?
That is how you do sex.
Oh, yeah, it is.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesun Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer. Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
And Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.